Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Health, Wealth, and Divine. My name is Jawanza. So glad that you could tune in. I am very, very, very excited. I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful day. Oh, my gosh. I am just blessed to be alive. I'm in the studio with my lovely wife, Aquia Chefs Natea.
Hello, everyone.
How's it going?
Everything's good.
I know it is. I mean, we got a powerful show coming up, and we're waiting for our guest, Dr. Ted Watkins. This is going to be a very, very powerful show. It's titled, Say Goodbye to Mold Allergies. There are a lot of people out there that are dealing with a lot of different things. And even as we've been doing these shows, we realize that there are a lot of things that people are dealing with that we just have no idea that they're dealing with. It's more than just the main things that when we think of people that are sick that we, you know, assume that they have either cancer or diabetes or high blood pressure. I mean, there are people dealing with things like mold allergies. I mean,
things that just can cause discomfort to them. And so that's the reason why even a special show like this pointing out, about mold allergies is mm-hmm. important as well, because sometimes people may feel like, okay, when, you know, maybe we haven't addressed some of the, you know, things that people might take for granted that, you know, you don't think about that on an everyday basis.
Adrenal fatigue, I mean, things like that. So, yeah, it's just a lot of things that we have to cover, and we're just so blessed to have the opportunity to bring before you guests that are experts in their field. And, I mean, just this format, first I just want to take a moment while I have the opportunity to thank each and every one of you that are listening. We do this show for you, and the guests that we bring on are just so gracious enough to sacrifice their time, their energy, to come on and share information that you can use.
Absolutely, and even our special guest tonight, Dr. Watkins. He is a medical doctor, and he also has another radio broadcast himself that he shares this type of information. But he wanted to take the time to come on, Juwan. Health, Wealth, and Divine. Yes, Health, Wealth, and Divine, to share with our listeners, you know, the information that he's also been out sharing with others. And we're just, you know, excited about our lineup of guests and the shows that we have coming up. And it's just humbling to know that, you know, people of this caliber is coming on the shows and sharing the information that God has given them to share. They're not trying to hold it to themselves. They want to help people, and they have the heart to share, like we have the heart to share and bring this information to you. So we hope that you're enjoying the shows, and we'd like to get feedback from you as well.
Absolutely. There's a, if you're listening by, well, you are listening via Blog Talk, there's a function, and it's called Messages, I guess it's called, what it's called. You can actually leave a message for us, and that way you can let us know how you're enjoying the show, if you're enjoying the show, what you'd like to hear more of, that sort of thing. And, you know, we'll do everything that we can to make the shows as best as we can for you. As a matter of fact, let me give you a brief rundown of who you've got coming on Health, Wealth, and Divine just for the rest of the week. Okay, starting off with tonight, of course, we've got Dr. Ted Watkins. He's going to be talking about Say Goodbye to Mold Allergies. You know, that's going to be a powerful show. We're waiting on him, and he'll be here momentarily. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Orawahehi Meturua Nkomet. He's starting another series. He's Paramount King of the Aseraset Society in the Washington, D.C. region, and he's going to be starting a new series. And tomorrow's show is titled The Asante, let me get it right, not the Asante Code, but the Asante Model. Okay, we're going to be looking at the Asante civilization, the Asante people and their model, and it's going to be titled The Asante Model, and he's going to be giving an overview of that series. I want everybody to make sure that you tune in for that. That is going to be very, very powerful, looking at the Asante model and how we can glean from that model and use some of the principles that they have adopted into our own daily life. Okay, that's on Wednesday. On Thursday, we're going to have Dr. Ruby Lathan. She's a regular on Juwanza for Life. I'm sorry, Health, Wealth, and Divine. And she's going to be talking about depression. How do you battle depression? I mean, when you got a lot of people out here that are depressed, what causes it? Okay, and how do you deal with it holistically? Okay, so that's on Thursday. On Friday, we've got Queen Afua. She's going to be our special guest on Health, Wealth, and Divine. And the title of the show is Fire and Desire. We're going to be talking about relationships, so you definitely want to tune in for that. That's going to be another very powerful interview. So, I mean, I can't wait for these shows. I mean, just as I'm running down the list of who's coming on, I'm excited about just the lineup.
Of course, and of course, these shows that's coming up, coming on Wednesday and Friday, normally our shows are on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but we are bringing on these special guests to, you know, get them in and get them on to share this information with you. And so it's an honor to even have Queen Afua back. You know, she always gives a powerful show when she comes on, and it's probably been about a year since she's been on.
It probably has been about a year.
Yes.
And I always enjoy her. She's one of my teachers. I remember when I first started getting into the whole holistic health field, if for lack of a better term, Heal Thyself, her first book, was one of the very first books that I read, and been reading her books ever since, from Heal Thyself to Sacred Woman, even Overcoming an Angry Vagina. Matter of fact, speaking of which, I encourage everybody, if you have not read these books, I'm going to be recommending some books to you as well. Queen Afua, again, Overcoming an Angry Vagina, that's about women's issues and how women oftentimes, having undergone a lot of things from even in their childhood, growing up, a lot of these womb or issues manifest themselves as womb issues. And so We're going to be, you know, recommending different books so that you can pick up. But I definitely want you to tune in for that. She's written another book called Heal Thyself, and multiple books throughout the years, City of Wellness. And so I want everybody to make sure that you tune in on Friday for that. And it looks as though our guest is here. So I'm going to go to the phone lines and see if that's Dr. Watkins. And let's see, 8367. You're on the air. Welcome to Health, Wealth, and Divine.
Good afternoon. Glad I finally made it. How are you doing?
Excellent. Everybody, Dr. Watkins is with us. Again, it's a pleasure and honor to have Dr. Watkins with us. He is a regular on the Health, Wealth, and Divine team now. And so I want everybody to get ready for a very fabulous show. You know, Brother Dr. Watkins, I'm really humbled again. We were just sharing with the listeners how, you know, you as well as our other guests have taken time out of your schedule to be here with us, and even just tonight here, you know, running and trying to make it as best as you could to make it here, you know, being in traffic and everything, and then just doing your best to be here. I mean, we really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I'm glad. It was amazing how the traffic. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It was just crazy. I had to just pray, you know, Lord, open up this traffic.
Well, we thank God He did. And everybody, get ready, because as I stated, we're going to be talking about mold allergies. You can say goodbye to mold allergies. And I want to give just let you know who Dr. Watkins is. If you're tuning in for the very first time, Dr. Watkins graduated from the Howard University College of Medicine in 1977. He works in Washington, D.C., and specializes in general practice and family medicine. He's been on our show several times. He spoke about how to prevent and reverse heart disease naturally. He's also spoken the last time he was with us, adrenal fatigue, how to reverse adrenal fatigue. And tonight, again, we're going to be talking about how you can say goodbye to mold allergies. As always, Dr. Watkins, again, we're constantly getting new people. And so for those who are hearing you for the first time, could you share what got you into this holistic health field? Because you're an MD, and you don't find many medical doctors that are holistic in their approach to treatment. And that always impresses me when I hear doctors, medical doctors, who have actually adopted the approach that you've adopted, and which is in a looking at health from a different perspective. Could you talk about that?
Well, you know, see, I wish I could just get on here and say that, you know, I had all this foresight, and I was just decided that I'm going to make a mark on medicine by using natural means to get people well. But that really wasn't the case. I was very content and very happy to be a surgical resident, and was looking forward to cutting until the day I died.
Mm-hmm.
But I got word from the man upstairs that he wanted me to leave surgery, and I told God, no, you don't understand. I'm good at this, and I want to continue. And he said, no, you don't understand. And finally, I did see the light, and I decided that I would be willing to leave surgery and go into alternative medicine. And after I did, that's when I began to understand the power of alternative medicine, the power of – and see, I really don't even like to call it alternative,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it hits me, why would God's methods be an alternative? But at any rate, that's what we call it. We call it alternative, but it's natural medicine. It's helping people to get well using natural means, and that's what we do. But at the same time, I am an MD, and so when patients come in and they're on medication, I'm able to continue to to renew those beds until they are ready physically or psychologically to leave the use of medication and use a more natural route to getting well.
Wow. I am impressed because, again, I know that when it comes to getting people well, the approach that we in the West use and, you know, been brought up with, I mean, we grow up trusting doctors. We grow up, you know, just assuming that this route that you mentioned, quote, alternative, is just that. I mean, that it's somehow lesser than the mainstream allopathic approach. We somehow subconsciously, for those who don't know, subconsciously just assume that it's like, okay, well, when all else fails, you know, I'll try the alternative. But first let me exhaust, you know, whatever the...
And that's, you know, when I started practice, that's who I got, patients that had failed. They were stage 4 cancer. They were stage 4 HIV. They were stage 4 heart disease. Everything was like the worst of the worst. And I look back on it now, and I said, you know, I told Lord, you got to help me, because if I don't get some of these people well, the word will get out, don't go to Watkins, because if you go to Watkins, you're going to die. Now, they were half dead when they got there.
Right.
But we get amnesia, you know. Dr. Watkins
mm-hmm.
treated them, and look what happened, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I've actually had people to tell me, you know, very good friend of mine told me about one of my ex-roommates from college. So, you know, I asked him, I had given him something for, he was a friend, I gave him something for hypertension, you know, and some herbs. And so I checked back with him. I said, you know, how's it coming, you know, with your blood pressure? He said, you know, they call it, my nickname is in high school and college was Weedy Belt, you know. He said,
mm-hmm.
you know, Weedy, you treated so-and-so, and he, you know what happened to him? He had a massive stroke. He was a physician, actually, and he had a massive stroke. I said, no. I said, I begged him to let me treat him. You know, but he didn't have insurance and he wouldn't do it. You know, I said, no, that's not the case. And so he got on the herbs and got very, very good results. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, I had another guy who said, you know, told a friend, you know, who said, why don't you talk to Ted? And he said, no, because so-and-so went on Ted's program. But look what he's on dialysis. I said, no. When he was on my program, he got off all of his medication. You know, his diabetes was normal. His blood pressure was normal. His arthritis was good. He went back to doing the pizza, and that's what happened to him. So don't, you know. But the point is that people don't think that alternative is good. And the ones that we often would get would be the really, really sick ones. But now people are coming because they've heard that there's a better way,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you mm-hmm. don't have to die prematurely. And so those are some of the people that we're seeing now.
You know, Dr. Watkins, we were just talking before you came on the air about how, you know, the interviews that we've done with you have been very, very specific. Like, again, we talked about, you know, we're talking about tonight, mold allergies, you know, just other things. And when we talk about mold allergies, you know, I don't want to just assume that people, because there might be people out there that suffer with mold allergies. There might be some people out there that are, you know, don't know what a mold allergy is, so I don't want to assume anything. So can we start from the beginning with, for example, what is mold? I mean, people assume they know what allergies are, and we can get into that as well, but what is mold as it relates to tonight's discussion?
You know, it's very – mold is an organism. Now, you know, most people have heard of penicillin. And if they remember how, when they were young, they would talk about this green mold or fungus that was growing, and it had this smell, this sweet smell, penicillin. It's a mold, you know. You see this black mold or in the bathroom. You
mm-hmm.
see mold on bread, mold on things that, you know, some jelly that you left, you know, too long,
right.
not in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
These things are mold, and that's the, you know, that's what we think about mold. But the thing that we have to really worry about mold is those spores that you don't see, the little mold spores that's flying around in the room that gets into the air ducts and is carried throughout the house. Mold
mm-hmm.
tend to grow in warm, dark, moist areas, all right? And so it grows, and some people, like myself, are allergic to it. And when one is comes in contact with it, the immune system goes into high gear, and it has to react to it, and it secretes these things called histamines.
Mm-hmm.
And what these histamines do is cause various symptoms, like sneezing, nasal stuffiness, running of the nose, coughing, and post-nasal drip. You may get itching of the eyes or even the nose or the throat, you know. You may get watery eyes. These are things that you see with this thing called mold. And one of the sad things is that it's not getting any better. It's actually getting worse. And they believe that part of the problem is this increase in the temperature. The climate is getting warmer, and
mm-hmm.
That's sort of pushing the mold closer to the ground so it can't escape into the atmosphere, and it's growing.
Well, you know, that's interesting because you have people that are allergic to a lot of different things. You got some people that are allergic to fish. I mean, you got some people that are allergic to pollen. I mean, you know, just allergic to a lot of different things. And I know that the immune system plays a very vital role in our health and well-being. So would you say that any allergy then, if someone has an allergy, regardless of what the allergy is a result of a depleted or a compromised immune system?
No, not necessarily. It can cause the immune system to be compromised.
Okay.
You know, there are genetic predispositions. For instance, I have a genetic predisposition to allergies and to asthma. You know, I remember I always had to stay with my grandmother because my grandmother had allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but when you get these allergies, it can impact the immune system. And our lifestyles can cause these allergies to manifest themselves. For instance, I did not know that I had allergies until I was like a third-year medical student, and I started having tremendous headaches. And it seemed like it would always come when I was making rounds. And I was in a situation where I really didn't like my professor
mm-hmm.
that was our attending. And I hadn't, the Lord hadn't worked with me enough, and I would show my displeasure. But then I started getting these headaches, and I would literally have to sit down, and he thought I was just being disrespectful. But the very light would just cause me to have tremendous headaches. So finally I went to the chief of neurosurgery, Dr. Jesse Barber at Howard, and I said, why would God let me come this far to get a brain tumor? Because I knew those kind of headaches had to be related to a brain tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, of course, to shut up and quit diagnosing myself. Did a workup and found out that I had, you know, what he called endarteritis, you know, and it was inflammation in the blood vessels caused by allergies.
Hmm.
And so I would get these tremendous headaches. And at that time, I wasn't into holistic medicine. And so I used drugs. I used neosinephrine. And everywhere I was, neosinephrine was. If I was going to be at my desk, I would have neosinephrine there. I had it in my little doctor's bag. I had it in my briefcase. I had it in the glove compartment of my car. Why? Because when those headaches came, I had to get relief. And I remember my third year in residency. I was a sugar junkie, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a serious sugar junkie. I was a vegetarian that was a sugar junkie, all right? I always tell people that one summer, when I was in high school, I was caddying to work my way through boarding academy, and I ate a box of powdered donuts and drank a quart of chocolate milk every day that summer that I was working, and that was just part of the junk that I ate. So I went to a class my third year in residency. A couple of friends of mine who were nurses, they were teaching this weight loss class, and they were going to teach how to get off of sugar. And so I wanted to get off sugar, even though, you know, because I was addicted to sugar.
Right.
When I went to that class, they taught me to start using dates and raisins and figs in my cereal, because I would eat 4-5 bowls of cereal a day in those days, and I'd put 4-5 teaspoons of sugar in each one. You know, I mean, I had a serious problem. And so I started doing that. And I never forget, after the class, shortly thereafter, I went to Tuskegee, to the VA hospital there, for a 3-month rotation. And I woke up one morning and said, you know, I don't have a headache today. And, you know, I didn't have a headache yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And just by getting off the sugar, all right, expression of the immunity, of the allergies, was decreased, all right? Now, the allergies were there because of genetics, but the expression of the allergy was there because of my diet. All right, and so if you eat the right kind of diet, oftentimes you will not get the expression of the allergy or the disease that is associated with that genetic abnormality. There's some foods we say that they are epigenetic. You've heard of the red-seeded grape. It contains something called resveratrol. And resveratrol is epigenetic in that it suppresses the gene that produces prostate cancer and breast cancer, you know, epigenetic. Beans. I tell people I used to eat beans because I was poor. I now eat it because I'm smart. Well, beans are epigenetic.
Okay.
They contain enzymes that suppress the expression of the gene that produces certain cancers. And so you could be predisposed to something, but you don't have to have it. You could eat bad foods to bring it on, and you can eat good foods to suppress the expression of it.
So that then explains why some people might be allergic to, say, pollen. Somebody else might be allergic to something else. It's that genetic, marker. Is that a good way to put it? And then
predisposition.
Okay, and so, but the bad eating habits is what actually opens the door then for that expression to manifest.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, so we're getting an education today. So people then who are suffering from...
And things, we talk about moles. Things like moles can also open that door, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, for instance, let's say you have asthma, and then you're exposed to mold, which you're allergic to. Then that mold can cause you to start coughing, wheezing, have shortness of breath, tightness in the chest, all the things that you associate with your asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And what has happened is that the mold allergy has actually brought on the asthma attack because of your sensitivity to the mold itself.
So then when you have symptoms such that are common and commonly associated with other situations, for example, the common cold. Somebody's nose might be running, their eyes might be watering, they might be coughing, sneezing, wheezing, you know. So somebody could easily mistake the symptoms as just being a common cold and, you know, going and getting some, you know, whatever the common cold medication is. I haven't had one in so long, I don't even remember what I took for it. But,
it's very interesting, you know. I do have a mold sensitivity, and my son used to live in Bermuda, and we would go every Christmas to Bermuda to visit my son and his children, you know, our only grandkids. So the whole family, my mother would go, our daughters mm-hmm. would go, my wife, we'd all go over there. And almost invariably, Bermuda is a subtropical island, and so it actually, the temperature would drop. It wouldn't get as cold as it was here, but the temperature would drop. And I would go over there, and with the mold and everything and the dampness, I would catch a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was a cold, but the cold was brought on by the mold. And then some years ago, about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I started searching for an alternative to the flu vaccine. And I discovered that oil of oregano was an excellent substitute, and I started using it. Well, when I would go over to Bermuda then, I would no longer get the mold allergy because I was taking something that was protecting me from that mold allergy, all right?
Okay.
The oil mm-hmm. of oregano, the natural product that I was using to build my immune system so that I didn't have to take the flu shot, was now also protecting me from the mold.
Mm-hmm. So now mold, then you mentioned started the interview, you mentioned that people, it might be in the air ducts and so forth. I mean, you mentioned that these are the mold spores. But when we commonly think of mold, we think of the black stuff, the gook, you know, that kind of stuff. Or, you know, if a basement has mold,
it can be black,
you know,
it can be green, it can be, you know, orange, it can be all kind of different colors depending
mm-hmm.
on the species of the mold. And there are many different species.
So in the house, let's say, for example, somebody's listening and they feel like, you know, they may have mold in their home. Now, it's the spores that they're inhaling, is that correct, that's airborne, that causes the wheezing and the coughing and the, you know, watering in the eyes and the sniffling and all of that. So then if the spores are the airborne particles, for lack of a better term, then you have to find the source, correct? I mean, does that mean that somewhere...
Exactly. That's what you want to do. You want to get the source.
Okay.
And what, you know, I matter of fact, I had him at my office because I discovered some mold in my office. And so I brought this guy in. He had checked my house out, and I had him to check my office to see what we needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's actually coming back in the morning, and he could do a test where he can actually test to find out exactly how much mold is in your house or
mm-hmm.
your job, in my case, my office, and exactly where it is, you know?
Okay.
And they're able to test the air in different rooms. They send them out, and they not only tell you how many, you know, particles, they also can tell you what specific strain it is. You know, it's just amazing. You know, knowledge has increased as we
mm-hmm.
run to and fro. You know,
yes,
so yeah. So he can actually test the air, and then say, "Well, look, this is where you are. This is what it should be, and this is where it is now."
Wow. So I encourage everybody, then, if you're suffering from mold allergies, definitely find out where the source is, because once you find the source, then you can eliminate the issue, at least in that environment. But if
yeah,
you don't
now,
build
now,
up your immune
what,
system.
What he would do also is test the vents. Always test the vents to see
mm-hmm.
if there's mold in the vents. If there is, then you need to make sure, first of all, that you change your filters.
Okay.
Change those
That's
filters.
That's important.
And
people are suffering.
And you use a special filter that will catch the mold. All right?
Mm-hmm.
That'll trap the mold. So the mold doesn't keep circulating. All right? And so you wanna do that. Then you also can treat that air duct so that you kill whatever is there. So you kill what's there, and then you use the filters to catch any new mold that comes, and you
mm-hmm.
change the filters frequently. If you know, like once a month, if you have positive mold in the house, change it once a month for, you know, three to 6 months to make sure that you get everything out of the system.
Are there
There's even a way to dispose of those filters so that you don't, you know, you take the filter out and put it directly in a plastic bag. You don't carry it, you know, across the room and all, and
mm-hmm.
then you tie that plastic bag up and then dispose of it so that you're not, you know, letting those almost invisible, at least to the naked eye, particles,
mm-hmm.
You know, fly everywhere. You remember have houses with sun shining in,
mm-hmm.
and you
yes,
see
sir.
The sun and you see all the particles in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the particles, you know, can't be just dust, but those particles also can be mold, and so you remember, and it could be, you know, thousands of those particles there, and you don't even see them, you know, because you're not able to see that kind. But if you have that sun shining in, you suddenly recognize that you have all those particles.
You know, just even having this discussion, Doctor, just reinforces to me the importance of keeping up a healthy and maintaining a healthy immune system. Because if you take somebody that is allergic to mold or has mold allergies, they can keep their environment sterile, for lack of a better term, or free of mold. You know, they can change the vents, they can do all of the things in their office or in their home, but let's say they enter somebody else's home and the stuff is still floating in the air, you know, or they go into another office and the same situation occurs, you know, other people have mold in their office, then they're back to square one. So imagine somebody who's suffering from mold allergies and they have to do a presentation. And they go into this office or this conference room, and there's mold floating around, you know, then although their home might be, you know. So could you talk about what ways that a person can actually build their immune system up to fight the mold? You mentioned oil of oregano, that was one of the things that you worked. Any other recommendations
grapeseed extract is good, you know.
Okay.
Colloidal silver is good. Those are sort of like antibiotics, if you please, for the
mm-hmm.
for the immune system. But also things like vitamin C.
Mm, okay.
You know, is very, very good. you know, some of the fatty acids, good fatty acids. One that I think of that's really very helpful in terms of building the immune system and having a sort of a antibiotic effect is coconut oil.
Okay.
You know, coconut oil would also help. So you could use that. But you also want to just in general take in your green leafy vegetables and your fruits and your vegetables, I should say, so that you get a variety of vitamins and minerals to just have a healthy immune system. Get your whole grains in, you know, so that your body is able to build what it needs to be successful. You know, we know that vitamin C is very important, but we also know that vitamin D is, you know, and vitamin D is deficiency is just epidemic in this country. I've never tested anyone for vitamin D that had a normal vitamin D level unless they were taking a supplement.
What are some of the...
Let me say that again. I test patients for vitamin D levels. I've never had one to be normal unless they were taking vitamin D supplementation. Now, I'm not willing to accept the normal explanation that we're just not being exposed to sunlight. I believe that it's much, much more than that. And I really want to investigate more thoroughly to try to discover why it is that our bodies are not producing the vitamin D that it should be producing when we are exposed to the sunlight.
Well, what would be some of the things that happen when a body is not exposed, or shall I say, has a vitamin D deficiency? What would be some of the ramifications of that?
Well, one of them, in reference to what we're talking about, is a weakened immune system.
Okay.
You know, people who have vitamin D deficiencies, their immune systems are weak. One of the other things that you see is that there's an impact on the metabolism, so that the body is not able to metabolize, break down, build up the nutrients, you know. There are several phases of metabolism. There's one catabolism, but there's one anabolism. You know, where it's breaking down and building up of nutrients. And so, you know, both of those are affected by a vitamin D deficiency. And
okay.
So it's very important for us to make sure that we are getting adequate vitamin C. I've seen people with diabetes, for instance, who've gone on high doses of vitamin D and brought their diabetes under control or significantly decreased the level of blood sugar just by taking vitamin D.
Mm. You know, doctor, I just want to explore the thought, the statement that you just made concerning you were had, I guess, reservations concerning accepting the fact that lack of sunlight was, I guess, one of the major contributors to vitamin D deficiency. I would assume that studies could have been done to easily prove whether that was true or not. Just take someone, and I'm sure that there would be other barometers, but just take someone, say, who lived in certain warmer climates, and you know, then versus somebody else that lived in a colder climate where there was not as much exposure to the sun, or even on another test, just even in the United States. Well, when it's winter, and you know, people aren't out in the sun as much as they would be, say, during the summer months, do you find that people tend to get, you know, sicker? Now, some would say, well, that's brought on by the cold weather. I mean, even people that don't have vitamin D.
Well, there's studies to refute that. There's studies that show that actually cold weather may actually promote health and not decrease the health. That it's not the cold that does it. There are other factors that tend to do it. I used to always hear that it's the cold weather, but studies have suggested that that's not the case. You have to give into account that, you know, the lack of these nutrients impacts the body in a very significant way. And, you know, if that's the case, and the preliminary studies seem to suggest that not having adequate nutrients can clearly make a difference in terms of the expression of the gene. You know, there are certain cancers even that are associated with mold allergies because of the suppression of the immune system.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Everybody, my special guest is Dr. Ted Watkins. We're talking about, you can say goodbye to mold allergies, but you just got to know what to do to do it. If you have a question and you're listening by telephone, all you have to do is press 1 and I can bring you on and you can ask your question or make your comment. If you're listening online, please call in at 347-324-5727. That's 347-324-5727. You're listening to Health, Wealth, and Divine. My name is Juwanza, and I'm getting an education today. I didn't even know. I mean, sometimes when you yourself don't suffer from a particular thing, you just don't even, you know, consider the things that there are people out here dealing with. You know, like, for example, we talked about, you know, fatigue, adrenal fatigue, last time you were on. Didn't even know anything about adrenal fatigue. You know, there are a lot of people out here that are dealing with a lot of different things and are being seriously affected by those things. I mean, eyes watering, nose running, coughing, wheezing. But I guess, how would you suggest a person determine whether or not they actually have a mold allergy if in the winter when everybody is wheezing and coughing and sneezing and eyes running, how then would you determine, what would you suggest have to happen for a person to say, okay, this isn't a cold, I need to get this checked out?
Well, I think they have to have a high level of suspicion. If they were doing very well, immune system nice and strong, and they go to some environment that either they're not accustomed to going to or that just seems a little, you could actually sometimes feel it. You go someplace and you just get all stuffy.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens to you, then you start questioning, what is the cause? You know, we often want to jump on the symptoms and take care of those symptoms, get a person feeling better. But
right.
The person needs to be better. In order to be better, we got to deal with what is causing this in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, this is interesting because I believe that you can cure everything. I believe that there's something on this planet naturally that you can use to address whatever the condition is. Well, as it relates to mold allergies, doctor, you talked about, you know, having the, I guess, the genetic predisposition to it and then being able to eliminate that the expression of it. So for somebody who might be suffering from it and they tuned in today because they saw, okay, I can say goodbye to mold allergies. You mean that? You mean I can really say goodbye to mold allergies? I don't have to suffer from this anymore. Are you saying, doctor, that if you eat the right things, if you take care of your environment, then you can actually say goodbye to it? Now, what if somebody says, okay, I build up my immune system, but now that means I can walk into a room in an environment where, let's say, I didn't know that there were mold spores floating in the air, and I will not succumb to the normal, the normal expression of the predisposition to it?
You may have symptoms, but the symptoms may be less. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know. I get allergic symptoms now, but it's nothing like before. You know,
mm-hmm.
I and if I go ahead and have my oil of oregano around, it'll knock it out before it gets started. You know,
mm-hmm.
whereas before, if I get the symptoms, I mean, it can just knock me down.
Okay. Okay. Well, what would
you
say?
Go ahead,
brother. I was going to ask you, what would you say to someone? Because if the question was, or the statement was, okay, well, I'm predisposed to it. You know, my parents had it. You know, or does it jump a generation or something? Because let's say somebody who has is predisposed to, say, mold allergies. Would that necessarily imply that both or one of their parents was or had the exact same predisposition?
Well, I mean, they had to pass it on.
Okay.
You know, they had to pass it on. It could be, you know, I mean, we get into genetics, it could be a recessive gene. And so unless they got it from both parents, it wouldn't necessarily manifest itself, or it manifests itself very mildly. You know, but genetics, I don't like to talk, although I love the topic of genetics and the study of genetics. I mean, I just love it because it's just so fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like to talk about genetics when it comes to diseases, because we use the genetics as an excuse. Yes, my grandmother had asthma,
mm-hmm.
but I don't suffer from asthma, you know. I am predisposed to asthma, and if I like when I got exposed to those to the mold, and it was overwhelming. It wasn't just a little bit; it was overwhelming amount.
Mm-hmm.
Then I may get some symptoms, but then I quickly recovered from it. Why? Because my body is built up, you know. So
mm-hmm.
number one, you know, see when we say, you know, grandma had it or mama had it, you know, then what you're saying is there's nothing I can do about it. And that's where I disagree. You know, there's things that you could do to prevent. There's things certainly you could do to recover once you discover that you've had a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you talk about then the need, we have a few moments left, the need for surrounding yourself with people who are going to support your decision to make positive steps? Because if you are suffering from mold allergies, there are going to be several things that you're going to have to do. You're going to have to get your environment. You're going to have to get the mold out of your immediate environment. That's going to help. You can't, of course, get the mold out of every place you go. You know, there are going to be places that you go where you don't have control over that. But you can actually get your immune system built up. But if you've never considered a holistic health path before, what can you talk about, Doctor, the need to surround yourself with people who can help with that? Because, for example, you might take somebody that's suffering from mold allergies, and they never considered, when we talk about getting your immune system up, they never considered the effect of meat, eating meat, what that has on the immune system. You know, so if we're talking about making a change in a lifestyle change to help, you know, eliminate mold allergies or any other allergies. Yes.
Let me talk about another disease for a moment. I recently had a patient to die of cancer. I'm not bragging, but don't very many of my patients die of cancer. You know, God is blessed, and we're able to help them, to the ones that follow the program, to reverse it. This lady died. She was convicted of following the program. Her diet was good, you know. But her stress level was so high. And her stress level was high in particular because her family, her sisters, her mother in particular, were trying to force her to do the traditional method. And they would put so much pressure on her, so much pressure, negative pressure. And, I mean, it just wore out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that negative energy help destroy her immune system. And so you need to be around, I call them me-building people, you know. You need to be around people that's going to build you up. It's not going to knock you down, that will support you. Now, they may not agree with you, but once you make a decision, they're going to support. Like I had a patient this evening, and I told her, I said, look, you know, I'm going to make certain recommendations to you, and based on your history, there's some things that I would recommend that you change, you know. But if you choose not to change them, I'm not your boss. In fact, mm-hmm. you pay me. I don't pay you, so you're my boss.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to befriend you regardless of what you do, because that's who I am, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have to do is get ourselves around people that's going to support us. And if they think that we're on the wrong path, they will do things to try to get us, you know, without causing more stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you read this article? Or read this and give me your opinion on it. You know, there are a lot of things that you could do to influence people that may not agree with you that there's a better way.
You know, Doctor, you know, it's amazing how when a person is in pain or when a person is suffering, a person might make all kinds of declarations, you know. For example, you take somebody, let somebody get a toothache, you know, and they are in pain, you know, they got the abscess thing going or whatever. They're talking about they just want that sucker out of their head, you know, until they get some antibiotics and the swelling goes down and the tooth don't feel, you know, they don't feel the pain anymore. Then they feel like, okay, well, I can leave it in, you know, it's not hurting anymore, you know. Could you again talk about the need to stay on the program? For example, it's going to be important if you're working with a patient and you put them on a protocol, it's going to be important that they stay on that and not try it until the pain stops, you know, or, you know,
well,
do something until.
I believe so strongly in this that I spend much of my time, especially the first visit, and sometimes I have to go back to the second and third visit, I spend time talking about what I call the four P's, and maybe one day we'll talk about them. What is your passion, God's purpose, a written plan, and the production of that plan?
Mm-hmm.
See, because I believe that we're dying because we're unhappy. And we're unhappy because we're doing things that we don't really want to do. We don't have the desires of our heart, you know, and we don't see ourselves ever getting them. If I keep doing what I'm doing, will I ever achieve? No. So what happens? We start doing things that are superficial, that have no meaning to nothing. We start
mm-hmm.
hanging with superficial people, thinking superficial thoughts, reading superficial material, and never developing a reason to live.
Mm-hmm.
So now I say that because in order to really get well, and I had to tell somebody just today, you're going to have to follow this program a long time. You
mm-hmm.
won't follow it a long time if you are not really motivated to live. For you know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
if it's hard, we got to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Doctor, yes, I can't wait to talk about the four P's because that is, that's power. You can add powerful to that P list. That's powerful, you know. That's powerful. Everybody, my special guest today is Dr. Ted Watkins. We've been talking about how you can say goodbye to mold allergies. There's somebody out there wondering how they can get in contact with you, Doctor. Can you please share your information? Because I know there are people that are going to want to contact you to find out more information about how they can get rid of their mold allergies. Again, we do this show. Doctor comes on once a month, and we can't cover everything in an hour, but you can contact him with other questions that you may have. Please, Doctor, could you share your information?
Yeah, my office number, and that's the best one, if at all possible, is 202-388-0992. That's 202-388-0992. 0992. If you can't get that number or you don't get a response, you can call me my cell, which is 240-462-4785. That's my cell, 240-462-4785.
You know, Dr. Watkins, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. I want to let the listeners know that on December the 5th, that will be here before your next visit back to Juwanza for Life, or shall I say health, wealth, and divine. So I want to make sure the listeners are able to have this information in case they want to come out and hear you speak. Dr. Watkins is going to be one of the guest presenters at the Get Set for Life Wellness Symposium, and that's going to be held at the Metropolitan Outreach Worship Center. That's December the 5th. That's Saturday, December the 5th. That's going to be from 1 to 3 p.m. It might run a little longer than that. We've got several speakers that have signed up for that, and that, let me give you the address there. Again, that's going to be at the Metropolitan Outreach Worship Center in Fort Washington, Maryland. The address there is 9300 Livingston Road. Again, that's in Fort Washington, Maryland, in case you need to MapQuest it. The zip code there is 20744. And for more information, please call 301-248-2141. Again, that's 301-248-2141. And again, that's the Get Set for Life Health and Wellness Symposium. Brother Coy Dunstan, who's a regular on Juwanza for Life, or shall I say now Health, Wealth, and Divine, is also going to be a presenter there, as well as Frank Smith. So, again, I want everybody to definitely, each of these brothers have gotten powerful, powerful testimonies. You've heard Coy on my show before. He cured his mother of cancer in both breast, the liver, and the colon by changing her diet to a livid, as I say. And so you definitely want to make sure that you get out to hear Dr. Watkins then. Again, that's on December the 5th from 1 to 3, and that's going to be at the Metropolitan Outreach Worship Center in Fort Washington. Dr. Watkins, any closing remarks for our listeners? Again, I thank you so much for, you know, agreeing to be a special guest on the show.
I just want them to one, be aware. Be aware of your surroundings, your environment. Be aware of your symptomatology. And be aware that this is not a death sentence, or need not, although mold can be fatal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a death sentence. There are things that we can do about it. But doing nothing is not a treatment plan. All right? You have to take action. And if you do so, that God will be willing to give you the information you need so that you can really take it to the next level, as it were.
Everybody, I agree with everything that the doctor just said. You got to do something. You know, we can pray forever, but faith without works is dead. Does God answer prayer? Of course God answers prayer. But can you do something? Prevent even having to pray for a particular thing? Absolutely. You know, I heard somebody say something, and I it stuck with me, and I'll repeat it and share it with you all, and that was, pray as if everything depends upon God, but work as if everything depends upon you.
You know?
So, you know, Doctor, I want to thank you so very, very much for being my guest again today. Everybody, I encourage you to give Dr. Watkins a phone call because, again, you got to get the answer from the experts. All this talk about, oh, I know somebody who knew somebody whose uncle's brother's cousin said such and such, you know, that's not going to get it in this day and age. Speak with the experts. Do your research. And then pray and let God lead you. Dr. Watkins is always
a All right. And at some point, we're going to have to talk about part two with some of the food sources of mold and so forth and other sources. So we'll talk about this a little later. But God bless,
okay.
And you have an outstanding day.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Yes, we will do a part two. And everybody, again, I encourage you, give Dr. Watkins a phone call because, again, we're talking about life. We're talking about your life. We're talking about my life. And there are things that we can do to enhance it. There are things that we do to decrease the quality of it. So now, are you ready to go to the next level? Okay, because if you are, then there's no excuse. You can tune in to Jawanza for Life, or shall I say Health, Wealth, and Divine. We've actually changed the name to actually reflect us and not just me, you know. It was called Jawanza for Life, but this show isn't about me. This show is about us. And what are we? We are health. We are health, wealth, and we are divine. And so to that end, we bring on guests that support that theme, okay? Tomorrow, you can tune in and hear Brother Orwahehi Metura in Comet. We're going to be talking about the Asante model, and this is going to be an overview of a series that he's doing. On Thursday, you can tune in and hear Dr. Ruby Lathan. We're going to be talking about depression, what it is, and how you can combat that holistically. Okay. On Friday, we're going to be speaking with Queen Afua. That's right, Queen Afua is going to be on. We're going to be talking about relationships. The title of the show is Fire and Desire. You don't want to miss that show. Okay, so to everybody, thank you so very much for your time. I really, really appreciate it. Again, let me know how you're enjoying the show. You can send me a message through Blog Talk, and that will let me know if you're enjoying the show, what you'd like to see more of. And so, again, thank you. Dr. Watkins, I'll be in touch, my brother. Peace to you.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Everybody, that was Dr. Ted Watkins. Awesome, awesome interview. I mean, I'm so blessed to have him as a regular on Health, Wealth, and Divine. We've done shows with him on adrenal fatigue, what it is, how you can deal with that holistically, get rid of it holistically. We've dealt with shows on how to reverse and prevent heart disease. You definitely want to go back into the archives and check that out. Okay, and so share this information with your friend. If you got this information on via Facebook or whatever, there are three links that you can choose from. You can click like, you can click comment, and you can click share. Okay, I'm going to ask that you click share. Share this information with somebody that you know, because it can change a life and it can save a life. Thank you so much for your time. My name is Jawanza. You've been listening to Health, Wealth, and Divine. Until the next time, peace and blessings.